Rapunzel. In a small village surrounded by fields, there lived a man called Nicholas and his young wife Anna. For many years they had dreamed of having a baby, but with no luck. Then one day their wish was finally granted. As soon as she was sure, Anna ran to the market to tell her husband the news. Anna was much younger than Nicholas, and also very different in character. While Nicholas was thoughtful and serious, Anna was lively and liked to laugh and joke. Yet despite their differences, they loved each other greatly. When Nicholas saw his wife racing towards him out of breath, he was very worried. "Has something happened at home?" he asked. "In a sense," she said, smiling. "Tell me, is it serious?" "Very serious," she replied. "We're expecting a baby." Nicholas laughed and gave his wife a hug. Then he took her back home. "Please, don't run like a child. You might fall. You must sit down and look after yourself," he said, pointing to the armchair by the fireplace.
"So looking after myself means being bored?" she replied crossly.
"Oh, my dear, I'm not asking much. Just stay at home and rest. This child is a gift from heaven. I don't want anything awful to happen." Anna protested, but her husband kissed her. "See you tonight. I'm going back to work for all three of us," he said. "I'll bring you a surprise for dinner. What do you most want?"
"Chocolate," she joked.
"You know there is no chocolate in this small village. Think of something that I really can bring you without going to the city," said Nicholas. Once he had gone, Anna looked out of the window and sighed. It was a beautiful spring day, and she longed to go outside.
"I wish I had a garden like that,"
she said, looking at their neighbor's garden, which was full of all sorts of wonderful flowers and plants. "I would cook those delicious-looking vegetables." Their elderly neighbor spent all her time tending to her garden. In the village, it was rumored that she was a witch who used spells and potions to grow magical plants. And indeed, a witch she was. Anna thought the Rapunzel looked especially delicious. The more she looked,